This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we are always reaching for truth in beauty. Remember, the brands and the people on the show are not paying to be here, so we get to have the conversations that we want, ask the questions we want, because you deserve to be informed so you can make the best choices for yourself. With that said, I'm Amber Milt, and today my fabulous co-host is Renee Franz. She is the founder of Flirty Beauty, and we're going to be talking about an exciting new app to help you figure out your perfect lip color. And P.S., it's based on your nipples. We're going to be talking all about this. Welcome to the show, Renee. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Amber. It's such an honor.
So last week we had a podcast that was a little bit heavy. We were talking about breast implant illness. I figured let us flip the script, keep it a little fun this week, and talk about lip color, which we know we're going into spring. Everybody needs like a new refresh to their makeup bag. Before we talk about the app though and these lips, tell us a little bit about Flirty Beauty, Renee.
Sure. So I think it's probably important to know, Amber, that I had no intention of going into beauty. I'm not a person that even wears a lot of makeup, but about 6 years ago, I was driving my daughter home from school and she was sitting in the backseat reading something. And all of a sudden she yelled, "Hey mom, did you know your perfect lip color is your nipple color?" And I was like, "What? Helena, what are you reading?" But the whole way home, I couldn't stop thinking about it. Got home, ran in my bathroom, tried my lipsticks on. They didn't match. And I said, "Helena, grab your cell phone. We're going to Walgreens." Right? So we took pictures and we're like holding up the camera in Walgreens, looking at the photo, trying to figure out like what colors would match. I bought over $100 worth of crappy lipsticks, got home. We spent like an hour coloring all over ourselves. We found our exact match and the shade darker and we loved it. But we're like, oh, we're kind of fair skin. I wonder if it works for everybody. So I had a yoga class that weekend, women of all different skin tones and ethnic backgrounds. And I asked them if they would try it, then I would buy them a free month of yoga. So everybody did it. And I had a voice of the customer from 20 people. And what we found was 85% liked their closest match. Everybody liked their shade darker, but everybody complained that the process just took so long. And it also, because you have to, you can't just look at a lipstick and say, "Oh, that's my nipple color." You have to go to the store and buy a bunch of random shades and color all
and
over
your home. And gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, you know, I bring new medical technologies to market. I bet we could create an app with my number one product development spec being privacy that discreetly scans your nipple color and then matches you to a lipstick. So that's how the idea came about.
I love that. So, and yes, I use the app. I took a picture of my nipple, but I have to ask you on that question. Yes. Does that mean that like Russian red lipstick is really not anybody's perfect match? Because I know some women who really can rock that color very well.
So this is your most natural complementary shade. It's almost like helping you pick your best nude.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Love that. Get in the nude to pick your best nude. And P.S. I've heard, and I've done this before, that to find your best blush color, it's the inside of your lip.
Yes. And so what we found, for example, women who've said to me, "I've had a mastectomy. I don't have nipples. How do I get matched?" We have them scan the inside of their lip.
Okay.
So it's not exact, but it's close enough.
It's close enough. All right. So we have here, so I did this, and essentially it was easy. You downloaded the app. Mm-hmm. I went in good lighting and took a picture of my nipple, sent it off and got these results. Actually, it was instant. Like I got the match pretty instantly, correct? Talk mm-hmm. us through that process.
Right. So I do want to make sure that everybody knows that, yes, we initially use the camera to take an image of the nipple, but the second you're in full control of the process. So the second you hit use the scan, Amber, that image was gone forever. We just saved the numeric value of the color. So if you've ever worked with like paint at the paint store, Don Edwards, what have you, or a Pantone chart, you know that every color has a number associated with it. So it's only the number that transacts with our store and selects the colors that closest match you.
Got it. Because you're right. I don't think that picture ended up on my phone anywhere.
And no, it doesn't. It's instantly gone when you hit use this scan. And I want everybody to know that. This isn't something creepy. You're not going to see your nipples anywhere. And also just to say, you probably saw that image. It's pretty blurry. It's not like anyone could say that's Amber's nipple.
No.
Yeah. But I promise.
Not even my husband. Cause let me just tell you that man, God bless him. But, yeah. Okay. So we do this, we get the color matches. Yes. I thought it'd be fun to kind of try them on. So I'm not wearing any lip color. I have not tried these, but my best match, which is a color, I got to be honest, I don't know that I would ever buy this. Oh, wait, no, I'm lying. Tres Leches? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tres Leches is kind of, this is where I live. So actually, kudos to you. This is where I live. I feel like this one going down a little bit more, this purple agave, which was my fifth closest match, is a color, and it's kind of hard to see here. It looks a little bit more purple in person. I don't know that I would ever be brave enough to wear this. So we're going to try them all on. Should I start with my best match?
Let's start with your closest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know if this is an okay time to talk about the formulas.
Yeah.
So I do formulate clean to European beauty standards. You'll notice that, well, tell me what it feels like going, oh God, that's beautiful.
It is really pretty.
What does it feel like?
I wish I had a mirror. Very, very creamy. And wait, can we stop for a second and also talk about, this might be the most stunning packaging ever. It's wood. Look at this. Can you tell us a little bit about the packaging?
Yeah. So the whole line I have intentionally made sustainable. So the packaging is bamboo. You can compost it. And then when you pull the tube apart, you can actually, the inner aluminum piece, you can recycle.
Amazing. Okay, I'm not going to pull it apart because I don't want to break anything.
All of the ingredients I sustainably source here in the U.S. And this line, this is the Desert Matte line. I live in Arizona in the Sonoran Desert. You can see I have like pictures of Arizona behind me. I use a prickly pear cactus seed oil, pomegranate seed oil, and jojoba seed oil. And I think that's why it's so creamy.
It is very, very creamy. And I got to say, yeah, that's a really good match. Now you're wearing one too. So what color are you wearing?
I'm prickly pear. That's okay. My closest match.
Okay. Prickly pear was 1, 2, 3, 4 down. Prickly pear looks cool. You know what? Let's try that. So you said that 85%, the first match for a beautiful nude is the favorite, but a lot of people also like the second one.
Correct. They're pop of color. They're shade darker. Yeah.
Okay. So for this is the one, it's mesquite bean. This is the one that I felt like was very brown that I don't know that I would ever normally buy this myself, but let's
see. I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can build the color darker too. Each pass that you do just gets a little bit darker. Oh, that's like a really sophisticated look.
This
is more kind of fun, playful, you're nude. This is like,
I feel like I'm having my J-Lo moment.
Look at you.
So while I'm doing this, you said that you would show us a color that is not the right match for you.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, so when my daughter and I did this, she matched different colors than I did. So I am going to put on a shade that I never matched to, but it's daughter shade. It's Playful Poppy.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you're kind of sensing a theme here. You might, if you're familiar with the desert, but this line, it's the Desert Matte line, and everything's named after things that are familiar to us here in the Sonoran Desert in Arizona. So we're coming into spring. We're going to have a lot of poppies blooming. So my lipstick's off and I'm going to put Playful Poppy on, which looks terrible on me.
I mean, I don't think it looks terrible. I got to be honest. I don't think it looks terrible on you, but it's not as good as the one that you just had.
Right. So you'll notice this. So take a kind of look at my skin tone and my eye color with this. And then if it's okay, I'll take it off and then I'll show you quickly pair what my skin tone and my eye color look like.
I'm wearing prickly pear right now. What do we think? I actually kind of am loving this.
That looks beautiful on you too. Yeah.
It's like a little bit pinker. And I see, so it does go on sheer-ish, which I got to tell you, I love because I, you know, people have listened to this. I never wear lipstick because I bite my lips. It's disgusting. But I kind of, this has like the kind of nice thing between like a, it's definitely a lipstick. It's not a gloss.
Right.
But it does have that kind of creamy, more of a, like a, almost like a sheerish feeling where if you are worried about like that ultra high pigmented matte look, this doesn't seem to be that. Let me put this on here too.
Yeah.
Like here, watch. When I'm putting this on, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like it almost is a sheer, but you can build up the color. Okay, yep. So let's go back to your... So what has the reaction been with everybody doing this? Like, have you found that people are like blown away?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So when a lot of people do it, I find that most women, especially that aren't used to wearing makeup, well, first of all, they end up loving the product for the reason you were saying. It goes on sheer, it's lightweight. But a lot of times they'll put their colors on and they'll say, I don't think I like that. But then the group of women around them will be like, that looks stunning. Or their male partner will say the same thing. So it's interesting. Or other, you know, women like you who are used to working with more cosmetic products, it just sort of like, I think you automatically gravitate towards some of those shades. So they tend to really like the colors and then the formulations.
I'm kind of obsessed with this because I don't wear these pop colors. So this is actually fifth for me. This is purple agave. And you can see this is the one that was like the dark purpley one that I was like, I don't know about this, but I'm kind of loving it. Should I also try? Okay, so let's see here, because this was the playful poppy that you said was not for you. This was actually third.
Right. That's third. Yeah. So that one, that's the one I just had on and I wiped off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the most popular shade that you're selling?
So the two most popular shades are Prickly Pear and Burnt Adobe. And Burnt Adobe is a dupe for Clinique's Black Honey. And actually, I wish I would have sent that to you because people who match to Tres Leches and Playful Poppy look phenomenal in Burnt Adobe. So that's your number three.
This is Playful Poppy. What do we think?
I think it looks good.
I feel like I need to, I need a mirror. Let's say, I mean, actually it does, you know, I'm wearing very purple makeup right now. So I wonder if that's skewing it. Cause that's like a little bit more amber, or like a little bit more, what would you call this? Like a sienna?
It's almost a coral. Yeah.
But I'm going to thank you because I feel like I've got five lipsticks here that I'm going to rock that really work. So what else? Okay, so now in addition to the lipsticks, what's next for you? Now that we've got, you know, the perfect lip match, you've made it so easy for people to get these colors. Where are you thinking next?
Well, I have lip oils as well. And I need to get your closest. Yeah, so these are what my lip oils look like. So I have a whole range of colors that fills out. So I have 8 of the Desert Matte shades, and then I have 6 lip oils. So, you know, in total, I have 14 different colors that we can closely match you to. So the lip oils are marine themed. So we use marine algae oil. So okay. They're incredibly hydrating. But as you can see, we have a biome theme going here. So we have the Desert Matte line inspired by desert ingredients. The lip oils, I'm not too good at this kind of stuff. The lip oils inspired by marine ingredients. And then I will be launching a rainforest line in honor of Pride. And it will have rainforest botanicals. It's just taking longer to figure out the formulations for it. Because one thing I haven't mentioned in depth is, well, I did mention that our products are clean. And they're clean to European beauty standards, but it's difficult to find micas and oxides and natural colorants to give you the colors of the rainbow for the rainforest line.
Gotcha.
So that's coming. but it's a challenge.
Now, will all of these lines be nipple matched? I mean, is that going to be the thing with Flirty Beauty, is all about matching to your nipples?
For the most part, yes, except for the rainbow line. Like, nobody's going to have green nipples, or maybe they will, or yellow, but...
But it'll be interesting to see. So will you be matching? So like I said, with the, nobody has Russian red nipples. I'm sorry. They just don't. Maybe, you know, maybe it doesn't. No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody has that, you know what I'm talking about? Like that cherry apple or that red apple, big apple red nipple. I don't think they do. So will you be helping people eventually, like, also figure out, like, so many women are like, I can't wear red. Because there's blue-based reds, orange-based reds. So do you think that you might start to kind of explore with that?
You're giving me some good ideas.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I hadn't given that a lot of thought. Like I said, I'm not a super big makeup person. So you're right. That is definitely something to be thinking about, and bringing kind of our AI or artificial intelligence into that, and helping maybe women find their perfect red, or just people find their perfect red.
Yes, people, women, men, everybody, yeah, everybody. All beauty lovers. Renee, this is so fun. So awesome. And I got to say, you know what? So this is the, again, this one is the, I think, was this the burnt sienna? No, Playful Poppy. Playful Poppy is a color I would have never picked up in the store. Here you go. I think it looks really good.
It looks fantastic on you. You see how it makes your eye color pop?
So tell us about the price points. If people want to buy these, where can they go?
So they're $28.50. And they can buy them on our website. You can order them direct from the app as well. And then we also are a preferred luxury spa partner with Marriott. So you can find them in Ritz-Carlton's. You can find them in JW Marriott's. You can find them in Weston's. In different parts of the U.S.
Congratulations, Mama. That's huge. I'm a Marriott gal myself, so I'll keep an eye out for you. And then the app. So they go to the app store, and that is just, what is the app name?
It's under Flirty Beauty, and you can download it free from the app store or from Google Play.
And I'll just put it up here. This is spelled F-L-I-R-T-E. But I will have everything in the show notes so that everybody can get that. Renee, I want to thank you so much for being on today. This is so much fun. I hope you have a gorgeous time there. And you said you were in Sedona?
I'm in Sedona. Yeah.
I've never been. Is it amazing? Is it everything they say it is?
And more. Yeah. You definitely have to come. And when you come to Arizona, look me up.
I absolutely will. Yeah. If people have questions, if they want to reach out to you again with your website, can you tell them where to go?
Sure. It's www.flirty-beauty.com.
Amazing. And if you have questions you want to pass on to me, for me to send to Renee or anybody on the Flirty Beauty team, you know, I'm always happy to take those. If you want to ask me about my experience with these, gotta say I love them, you can always email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.